Hello, Audioboo, and everyone that's listening. I've got three tips to make your painting work look better. The first one is, and I've got them on now, if you can hear them, plastic gloves. I've got blue ones. I don't think they've got latex in them. If you are allergic to latex, there are alternatives. Okay, the reason why I personally wear these things, firstly, it makes me look so damn sexy. No, I'm only joking. You'd need a big one to cover my face then. It keeps my hands clean, tidy, and perhaps, I know it sounds strange, but perhaps I'm a bit more aware of my brush movements as well. I know it sounds daft, but when my hands aren't absolutely choked up with paint, then I know that I haven't been slapdash with my painting strokes, if you know what I mean. I know this sounds quite artistic, this, but I've been quite controlled with my brush strokes and my brush movement. I haven't had too much paint on my brush either, so it's less likely to run. Loads of little things like that. Second tip, and this is, again, a very traditional product, is having a tack rag. A tack rag you can get from, you know, any DIY shop. It is a rough piece of canvas which has like an oily residue on it. And once you've dusted your skirting boards, doors, windows, that type of thing, you get this tack rag and you just basically wipe over the surface. And it is surprising how much dust it actually takes up off the surface. And you get a wonderful, smooth, dust-free surface to paint over. They're very inexpensive, and it is always a good thing to have in your toolbox. Second, and I've used this product quite a lot, I saw it in a different form at the weekend, is sugar soap, a very old-fashioned, traditional product. I actually saw at B&Q sugar soap wipes. Again, a really good idea to clean round areas where there might be a lot of grease. So around door handles, banisters, banister rails, should I say, surfaces above kitchen hobs to get rid of all the grease. A really good product. And again, very inexpensive. So there's my three tips. Very simple, very easy. Hopefully it will go a way to giving you a really good finish for whatever you're painting. So if you yourself have any tips that you'd like to pass on to me, or you want to share it with people who are listening to this, then you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/jgdecorator. You can tweet me or send me a direct message. Also, I'm going to be setting up a website soon, my own website, which will be jgdecorator.co.uk with all the woo-woo-woos at the beginning of that. Listen to one of Stephen Fry's podcasts. He tells you about woo-woo-woo at the beginning of everything. So, yeah, that's it. I hope you're all well. If you're looking for other decorators to follow, then if you find me, JG Decorator, then there's plenty of other decorators that I follow. Eco Painter, BTN, Tom White, real good decorator, good knowledge of eco products that are on the market and coming on the market. AC Master Painter, the name says it all, is a real good chap and knows his stuff. Decorating support as well, property decor, loads of different painters and decorators out there. So yeah, hope you're well again, and I'll be in another episode soon.